The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Carissa Hedick is executive director for the Southwest Oregon chapter of the American Red Cross. Carissa, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're based in Eugene, but you cover this area as well. Talk about the Red Cross response given the Archie Creek fire and all the other fires we've been dealing with here in Southern Oregon.
Well, it's been an unprecedented fire season year for us. Across the whole state, the American Red Cross and partner agencies have been supporting the immediate needs of people displaced by the fires, all the way from, you know, Salem to Lincoln to Lake County and Bedford, and also there for you in Douglas County. So the Red Cross has stood up a pretty remarkable disaster. In Red Cross terms, we call this a level 7 disaster because of how far-reaching it is and the number of people affected. And we've got about 550 people who are currently deployed for two-week assignments. We are engaging local event-based volunteers to support the immediate needs of sheltering and feeding, which is ongoing. So in a lot of communities, we are still very much in the response mode of taking care of the basic human needs of individuals. And in other communities, we're also able to start transitioning into recovery. And so in Douglas County, we are able to distribute what we call wildfire kits and cleanup kits to residences at Glide Middle School. And that will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today.
And this whole situation, not just ours in Douglas County, but for the entire state, I mean, this came down real quick. How are you able to respond so quickly around the state?
Well, we are very blessed to have a great volunteer base. I mean, what we call our Cascades region, we're not really a high activity level state, which means that we are able to send our Red Cross volunteers to other national disasters, to other wildfires and hurricanes and tornadoes, where they gain that experience and they gain the training and gain the leadership. And so when all of this happened, we had already a very trained volunteer base that was able to stand up and support. And, you know, it wasn't all Red Cross. It was also emergency management. A lot of the counties stepped forward. I mean, we were all scrambling, as everybody was, because it all happened within such a short period of time. But we, working together, and as we say, we have our blue sky relationships, which is like during normal times, non-disasters, we really foster those strong relationships. So when we, as we say, have gray sky events, we were able to work together very closely because we had that pre-relationships already established.
In Douglas County, 109 homes lost. That has never happened in the history of the county. And this is going to be a very long-term effort, because before you could begin to rebuild, let alone things like insurance and all of that, there's a whole lot of infrastructure damage and things that are going to just have to be rebuilt almost from the very first point, as if the whole area was brand new. So our folks are going to be in need for quite a while around here.
Yeah, it is. It is a very long-term need, and it's challenging because a lot of these communities, they're, you know, along highways, like in Glide, along the Umpqua River, and other communities. I mean, when just it's a long-term process. And it is, by all means, what we encourage people, it's a marathon and it's not a sprint. And people, you know, are, you know, want to kind of get back settled. But, you know, working, you know, understanding what the county and the state has to do in clearing roads and clearing fallen trees. The last thing you want is to be able to go in and rebuild and then have a damaged tree, you know, hurt somebody. And so there's a lot of clearing of infrastructure, clearing of the toxins. That's something that other, you know, other agencies will have to step forward to doing. But what the American Red Cross is able to do now is provide the, you know, the shelter and the food and the mental health care, the immediate health services. If someone is in need of a prescription and they don't have the means for that to get a prescription filled, we can help with that. And then, of course, our, you know, our longer term recovery is about to begin. So we are also in our response lane and working on a marathon operation here as well.
I'm amazed that Highway 138 East has reopened. They've got a pilot car through various sections there where trees are still being taken down. But when I was out there last Saturday, the initial thought then was that it would take longer to get the road open at all because there was so much to do up there. How are you able to help folks get through this situation in terms of being in an area as well where there are, you know, limited places to shelter people for the short or kind of midterm? I mean, there are less options when you're in these smaller areas than when you're around, you know, places like Salem and Portland.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a challenge. And thankfully, earlier in the summer, we worked on a plan of our wildfire preparedness plan. And so we went through all these contingencies and knowing also that we were also working in our COVID environment. What we're able to do is provide shelter in hotels. And currently we have 4 hotels in the Roseburg area that are housing the people who have been displaced. And then as we can do outreach into, like I said, today from 10 to 2 at the Glide Middle School, we're able to distribute supplies. And as more communities open and more roads open, that's when we have to take the lead from the county and the state. We can't go in behind fire lines and do things. We have to go in safely and in the proper order. So we're working very closely. And the other thing is we also have volunteers that are positioned at the emergency operations centers. And so we can have that active communication with them.
And I know right at the very front end, you had folks out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds and having a place there for people to stay as well, at least initially.
Yeah, we do. So there are people that are, I think Salvation Army is the partner agency that's supporting that. And people could camp there, people who could evacuate, or if they chose to sleep in cars, you know, people have the option for hotels or have the option for shelters. And oftentimes people can choose they can stay there in their trailers or cars. But, you know, the American Red Cross is here to help anyone who needs a place to stay, who has been displaced by this disaster. And we also know, too, that people have often staying with friends and family, and it can be, you know, a challenge. And just know that even though you aren't staying in a hotel with the American Red Cross that we were able to put you up, that you can still access services through us. And we have the 1-800 Red Cross is where people can call and find out and initiate that.
So how can people help out the Red Cross so that you can continue to help others?
Well, we are able to do this through the generosity of donors and the power of volunteers. We're 96% of the workforce on the ground right now are currently volunteers. And we, for the first time, have been receiving volunteers from as far away as Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana. Volunteers are coming to Oregon to help us, just as we have sent our Oregonians to other places to help them in their disasters. And the only way that we're able to make that possible is through financial donations. And so what we encourage people to do is to give financially if able, because that way we can help pay for the hotel rooms and we can help pay for the cleanup kits and we can help move the tractor trailers of supplies from here to there. It costs money in order to do this, to be able to provide that relief. And so you can designate a financial gift by writing a check to Oregon, to the American Red Cross, designated Oregon Wildfires, and that way it stays within their operation. Or you could get online and make a targeted donation called Western Wildfires, which will also cover, you know, the wildfires in Oregon, California, Washington. And some of that will also come to Oregon. Or if you're able to, real quickly, you can make a $10 donation and text Wildfires to 90999, and that makes a $10 donation through your phone service.
All right, Chris. So
those are the different ways.
All right, Krissa Hedick, Executive Director for Southwest Oregon Chapter of the American Red Cross. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
841 News Radio 1240 KQEN.